Besides that, madam, I would like to point out here that child marriages are still taking place and no action is being taken. What are we doing about the witnesses who are witnessing these child marriages? They are not being punished. They are not being taken to task. This also has to be looked into in this bill, which is very important. I would also like to mention about how young girls or young boys do not have the courage to speak up. For example, there was a case in Rajasthan where a young girl, because of rivalry between the families, was picked up and taken away by the other family, and then she was gang raped. But she did not have the courage to speak up. She did not have the courage to go to the school. She did not have the courage to do her further studies and to stand on her own feet. With great difficulty, we got her back. The police were involved in protecting the culprits. So, what sort of action will be taken on those people? These are the things on which we have to look at. But the main thing is, madam, that I would like to request you here that we should not only look at sexual abuse, we should also look at the other abuses, especially the abuses where the children are being forced into drugs, where the children are being forced into labor, where the children are being forced into begging. As you know, recently in Haryana, it came out on the TV where children were being taken and their limbs were being cut so that they could be used for beggary. These are the things which we also have to look to and address all these difficulties that the children of this country are facing. Besides that, madam, there is another quarter where we have to look for the children in the orphans. The orphan in India has no identity. They have no possibility to get admission in schools because they do not have an identity. They have no possibility to get bank accounts because they have no identity. They have no possibility to get jobs because they cannot identify their mothers and fathers. That is why it is very necessary that in the new identity card system, these orphanages should be given preference, and these children should be made proper citizens of India so they can also get all the benefits that we are giving them in this country. With these words, once again, Madam, I thank you very much for bringing this very important bill and to cover all the aspects which have to be covered as far as sexual abuse is concerned. But I would request the minister to consider by taking up the other abuses that the children are going through, because it is a mental trauma for them and they are becoming social dropouts. And when they become social dropouts, they become a responsibility and liability to the nation. With these words, Madam, once again, I thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak. They can take 3 samples. One can be kept with the state government agency, one with FCI, and the third one should be exhibited at the PDS shops. The good rice and the bad rice come from the good paddy. The department is implementing 3 schemes in the petrochemical sector, with setting up of dedicated plastic parks to promote a cluster approach for the development of plastic applications and plastic recycling, scheme of national awards for technology innovations in petrochemicals and downstream plastic processing industry to incentivize meritorious innovations and inventions in the field of petrochemicals, and setting up of centers of excellence in the field of petrochemicals to set up internationally recognized centers for the analysis and dissemination of existing global knowledge in the chosen fields, provide authoritative, strategic and timely information to organizations and companies for use in the development and implementation of their projects, programs, while engaging in future path-breaking R&D efforts. The National Chemical Laboratory, Pune, and Central Institute of Plastic Engineering and Technology, Chennai, have been selected for setting up the centers of excellence, and necessary funds have been released. National awards for the year 2010-11 and even 2011-12 have also been distributed. The program manager for implementation of the scheme of plastic parks has also been appointed. After considering the proposals received, an in-principle clearance has already been given for the plastic parks proposals received from Tamil Nadu, Odisha, Madhya Pradesh and Assam. Madam Speaker, we have taken several steps for eradication of child labor. One is prevention, another is rescue and repatriation, another is rehabilitation. In addition to this, there are several other steps that we have taken.